Welcome to Socially Accepted with your host, Natalie Butler.
Okay, y'all, let's talk about this. Queen of positive affirmations chiming in. And today we're going to be talking about all about positive affirmations. So if you have ever encountered me, you know, baby, I got an affirmation for everything. I'm talking about weight loss. I'm talking about fear. I'm talking about confidence. I'm talking about self-forgiveness, forgiving others. Y'all, when it comes to affirmations, your girl got you. So let's talk about why do we use positive affirmations, but then also why your affirmations may not be working for you. So what a positive affirmation does, right, is it actually helps in several ways, okay? So it helps you to challenge negative thinking. It helps you to challenge negative behaviors and beliefs. They can also help give you like a little boost of confidence and help you boost your self-esteem. It could be like that little mental push and that motivation to keep going forward. And ultimately what they do, you guys, is a positive affirmation is, in essence, is you consciously giving your subconscious mind to complete a task. So remember how I talked about self-fulfilling prophecy, where if you say something is going to be awful, it usually turns out to be awful because that's the command that you gave your mind. So what a positive affirmation does is it's you consciously giving your subconscious mind a command to do something that is going to help support your future goals. Ooh, I like that definition, don't y'all? So now let's talk about why they may not be working for you. So here are the top four reasons why they're not. So number one, it's not your words. It's not your terminology. The language that you're using is foreign to you. So even though I give you guys positive affirmations, I always tell you to rewrite them if it resonates better with you. Like sometimes there are going to be terminology and phrases that you don't freaking use. And if you don't use it, your mind is like, girl, who are you talking to? Who are you? Right? So I'll give you an example. There was this affirmation I saw where it was like, money comes to me effortlessly and endlessly. Look, let me tell y'all something. I don't care what y'all talk about my vocabulary. I don't use those words. Effortlessly, endlessly. The only time I use those words is to tell y'all I don't use those words. So when I was saying that, my mind was like, Okay. That's what you believe? All right, whatever, chick. So that's how my mind was, because I just don't use those words. So you have to reframe those affirmations, right? Like you can still get affirmations and use those as more like inspiration. Sometimes it'll be dead on. It'll be the terminology that you use. But if you do not, y'all, reword them. Use them more as a guide. Internalize it, right? Actually sit and feel with it so that it resonates. But if you're using words that you don't normally use, you're always going to be struggling because that ain't how you talk. Your mind been with you for what? 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years. Your mind know how you talk. Stop trying to fool yourself. Number two. You see how I popped in real smooth, right? So number two. We talked about foreign terminology, number one. The number two reason is a foreign concept. So give you an example. You've probably heard the affirmation or read it, and maybe you've even said it. I am a millionaire. You've probably been repeating this for the past 5 or 6 years, child, and you ain't no closer to being a millionaire. Why? Because your mind does not know how to make you a millionaire. Your mind has never seen you as a millionaire. So what happens is once you give your mind a command, it's going to go back into your memory bank. It's going to go back to your past experiences, your past beliefs, your past habits, your past fears. And it's going to use all of that information and connect the dots to help you accomplish this new goal. But if you have never ever done it, if you've never ever been exposed to it, how your mind know how to make it happen for you? It's just like if you've never ever dismantled a car and you say, you know what, I'm about to dismantle this car in 20 minutes. Your mind is like, girl, child, please shut up. So sometimes you actually have to feed your mind with the proper tools and resources in order to accomplish that goal. So if it's never seen you show up as a millionaire, maybe some things that you could do, right? is learn what are the behaviors and habits of a millionaire. What do they do? How do they act? What do they surround themselves with, right? Sometimes you actually have to feed yourself with the information in order for it to become possible. Because once you expose your mind to it, whether it be an experience, whether it be knowledge, when you expose your mind to it, now it's going to internalize it. It's going to make it part of your belief system. And then ultimately what's going to happen is it's going to help you show up as that person. Leading to my next point, number three. So I just talked about how it's going to go to your past experiences, right? So let's just say you have an underlying fear, an underlying limiting belief, or a past negative experience that is actually sabotaging you from accomplishing this goal. You have to tackle that first, y'all. So I'm still using the affirmation of money because I feel like it's easy to talk about this. So let's just say you are telling yourself you're a millionaire, but you have a belief that money is scarce. You have a belief that money doesn't grow on trees. So what might happen is you might find yourself sabotaging. Now you don't feel worthy because you think that there is a limit of money and you don't think that you should be the one that's taking the last of it. Ooh. Or do you have a fear where you've heard that money is the root of all evil? And the last thing most of us want to do is be evil. So sometimes we think that if we actually get this money, we're just going to turn out and be like the Wicked Witch of the West. Was she bad? I don't know, but it sounds like it in her name. Or is it even possible that we've heard that saying, more money, more problems? So now we want to try to avoid the problems. And so if you have that underlying fear, that underlying belief, or maybe it is actually a past experience that you had that had a negative relationship and a negative emotion associated with money, you might find yourself actually sabotaging. So you have to tackle those old beliefs, that old fear, and that old experience before you can actually make this dream become a reality. And my fourth point, you guys, consistency is key, all right? So you have these old beliefs, you have these old behaviors, you have these old habits, you have these old fears. And when I'm saying this, y'all, listen, you've been repeating and believing this stuff for months, years, possibly even decades. So saying something one time usually does not do the trick, right? It's just like if you've been identifying as a woman, whatever that definition is to you, if you've been identifying as a woman this entire time and somebody just walks up to you and you said, nope, you're the opposite, do you immediately believe them? No. But if they continue to say it, continue to say it, continue to say it, continue to say it, eventually you start to think like, damn, Emma? Right? You start to challenge it. And then as you start to challenge it, then you start to open yourself up to accepting it. So you have to become consistent. Consistency is key, right? You can't just say something one time and think that it's going to be internalized and become part of your belief system. So what I always recommend, you guys, is I recommend that you practice positive affirmations morning and night, bare minimum. But if there is a situation in which you feel challenged, right, where you realize your affirmations can actually help you get through that challenging event, I want you to pop out your affirmations at that moment as well. So you might be practicing your affirmations 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day. Don't matter. Consistency is key. You cannot just say it one time and think that it is actually going to challenge that limiting belief. You can't say it one time and think that it is going to become part of your belief system, okay? So in order for these to actually work, it has to become part of your belief system. And when it becomes part of your belief system, it ultimately changes your behavior. And of course, your behavior changes your reality. So I need you to be consistent with this, you guys. So like I said, number one is it's foreign terminology. So you want to actually rewire and reword them so that it resonates with you. Number two is if it is foreign to you, I want you to expose yourself to that source. I want you to feed your mind in order for you to accomplish it. Number three is I want you to challenge any type of old belief, any type of old fear, or reframe that past experience that is sabotaging your results. And number four is consistency is key. Without those four things, you guys, you will always find yourself struggling. So I want you to be consistent. Make it a habit to actually read your affirmations morning and night. And something that I like to do, you guys, is I like to come up with the affirmations and then I actually record myself reading them and I play back the audio because my mind hears my voice and it actually really cements it for me. Like, it's like, okay, I know this is her. I know this is her speaking. So now my mind is like, yep, she just gave me the command. Guess what? We're about to do it. Boom, bam, bam. Get it done, ma'am. So I want you to be consistent and trust and believe that as you continue to do it, you'll start to see that your beliefs, they start to change and they start to support this new, healthier, happier, more successful lifestyle, and you will get it done, y'all.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Socially Accepted with Natalie Butler. To connect with Natalie, feel free to visit www.therealnataliebutler.com, and we'll see you on the inside.